from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ian Happ is on a tear right now that is making me strongly reevaluate how I've always felt about Ian Happ.
This is going to be a shame.
Ian Happ and the 3-2 pitch. And Happ takes strike three call. He knew it. But I'm looking for something else.
Before we start this conversation, I just want to point out, I know I've been on you guys' show before and I told you about the Parkins pick of death.
This stretch of 39 games with 41 driven in, he's slugging .629 with an OPS over one, and he's getting on base nearly 40% of the time. Like, this version of Ian Happ is excellent.
All of these people who got entangled in his web.
Happ red hot coming into this one, had the big 3-run homer last night. 0-for-3 in the game. And the 2-2 to Ian. Strike three called. He knew it. He got caught looking for something off speed.
Yeah, no doubt. He took a fastball right down the middle. He was looking for some kind of bender and didn't get it.
He is a plague. I don't know why you guys still have Danny around.
Putting the jinx on Ian Happ. I'm sure he was promoting his coffee, which is fine.
Arguably the best offensive player on the team. I will fully admit that I have not respected him enough.
Eddie Mush was the biggest loser in the whole world. They called him Mush because everything he touched turned to mush. He would go to the racetrack and the teller would give him his tickets already ripped up.
1, 2, 3.
And here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I hadn't considered that as a possible subject for Tanny's Open, but it worked quite nicely.
I don't know, man. Baseball, one game, one little ofer, does not mean that the mush had an effect. I have to stand up for Danny, which is an awkward and terrible place to be.
What's the world coming to?
What's going on around here?
No, you are right, Speaks. That was, I did think about that. It is baseball.
Of course you did. You know the sample size.
And it was Corbin Burns of all. Like, a lot of guys have hung an over on Corbin there.
Right.
But
Gunnar Henderson went over last night, too.
I'm just saying it's something to keep an eye on.
we are now keeping an eye on it. But hey, would have been worse. Cubs lose 4-0, 8-0. Like, if he goes 0-for-4 and the Cubs lose, but I come back, I give some positive Cubs analysis, and they still win a baseball game.
Yeah, they do. I can't
impressive
stop
win too.
I can't stop thinking about something that Greg Brown said to me a couple weeks ago. I recorded him for the PBP. You know, Brownie, the Pirates guy.
the amount of PBP drops.
It's my life.
Well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
That's him. But he said, baseball, the season and the game is structured as such that all teams have a good run at some point. That all teams have a good run. He's the losingest announcer in the history of baseball, by the way.
Oh, wow.
The Pirates just like it hit the record with him.
I get what that would mean.
Yeah. That was wild.
That is wild and pretty cool.
John Triffin's like, hold my beard, brother.
Yeah, he's going to catch up. He just hasn't qualified.
A few more years, dude.
He just hasn't qualified.
Isn't the minimum number of games broadcasted
exactly
yet.
Radio losers.
So is this the Cubs having a good moment and a good run because the nature of the sport and the season allows for it? Or is this them actually playing well and showing you that they are worth more than they have been worth in terms of investment?
Well, until you put that last piece on it, I was going to say both, but the answer really is to be determined.
it might just be a positive blip because every team has it. But
right, a regression in a positive way.
But they are playing well.
They sure are.
These are clean baseball games. They are hanging big numbers on the board. I mean, four runs is not a huge number, but before that, they were hanging big numbers. And given the quality of the opponent, certainly a very good, respectable offensive performance.
And adding an insurance run?
Yeah, exactly.
Like the kind of thing that makes you breathe easier?
Yeah.
That's not been commonplace.
And for your vibes, it's just also like, oh, Shota gets the All-Star nod. Shota has a good performance.
Uh-huh.
Tyone's stringing good performances together. Steele's stringing good performances together. The injury updates, for the most part,
yeah,
Ben Brown's notwithstanding, have been positive in terms of like rehab assignment, minor league game, through a side session. These guys are all going to be coming back just after the All-Star break. You know, it feels like positive things are stacking upon itself.
So, but that last part, are they worth more?
I can't commit to that.
I'll tell you one thing that gives me a little hope in that direction is the fact that they started 17-9. So this isn't the first good stretch.
Yeah.
Like they had a good stretch. So now let's see how long this one goes. This is a shorter stretch, obviously.
But against better teams.
Yeah.
Against better teams.
Orioles are a thing, man. All just a huge pile of very good young players.
I was going to say, it's young talent.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It's
like
overwhelming.
If you hit your potential, and you hit your potential, and you hit your potential, you could see a dynastic style of team.
Who's the old guy? Ryan Mountcastle? Adley Rutschman? Anthony Santander? You know, they got a big pile of kids otherwise.
How old is Mountcastle's an awesome name. Oh. He's 27.
Okay.
Yeah, Mountcastle's 27.
Santander is probably a little older.
He's 29.
Okay.
You just set them all in a row like that.
Oh, they're well named.
These are good names.
We haven't even gotten to Heston Kierstedt.
Yeah. It is.
Dude's name is Heston.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But no one's beating Gunnar Henderson.
Gunnar Henderson.
Gunnar Henderson's a great name.
He's one of the best five players in Major League Baseball. And if there's any Cubs,
third
fans,
in OPS.
If there's any, and he's a great shortstop.
Yeah,
he's, I mean, in a,
they
in
have
a
27 bombs already.
He's still got a shot for American League MVP. Because if Judge and Soto steal votes from each other, but him and Bobby Witt as the best two shortstops in the American League, that's fun.
Yeah,
Martín Maldonado has like three homers in the last 8 days. So
that's true.
You guys enjoying
before
that?
Before the break,
I hope you're enjoying that.
No, I'm not.
I am. My takes from 3 years ago, like, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get back to respectable take level right there.
No.
He's trying to get out. He's like, I better get it in gear if I want to go on a contender.
But what would Ashley Brewer think of your takes, Danny? What would she think?
It's a good question.
I think she'd find them most agreeable.
It's a good question. I miss Ashley Brewer.
Oh, great.
The TV person?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
I do.
Great.
She was very agreeable.
That's a great thing.
She would never put a Cowboys mention montage together and do an open of my mush powers.
Would she point out a couple of malaprops and them prepped for a segment for you?
From
the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
What that segment is coming.
I'm back.
Oh, what a supportive friend. I appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm here.
Yeah, it's so good to be back. When's my next appearance? Oh, I don't even know. God.
They just called me. They were all canceled.
They're all canceled.
Too bad.
Yeah.
I sent Ashley Brewer a very detailed email on how you deserve to be treated.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that she disregarded it because she was lovely. She was absolutely perfect.
No, man, you killed it.
Thank you.
You did great.
Thank you very much.
You were very, very good. I like the blue shirt, by the way. I like the bright blue shirt.
Yeah,
it was a little jarring.
Shane
at
didn't
first.
Like it.
No, he didn't like the combo with the pants. I
also didn't like the shirt.
Really?
It was too bright. It was too much. It was too eighth grade dance.
That's very eighth grade dance. You weren't black all day, every day, though.
Yeah, I know. I know what works for me. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought of you, Shane. I went out to dinner last night, and I just put on a nice...
I've had dinner before.
Yeah, that's why I thought of you.
He's a big dinner guy.
No, I wore a t-shirt. I wore a nice t-shirt.
A nice fitted t-shirt? Yeah. A clean fitted t-shirt that's not ratty?
Yeah,
you can
fitted,
wear that.
I don't know
with a nice
fitted.
Pair of pants?
Yeah, that's what I...
But, like, fitted meaning it's not flowing three times too big.
It was a true classic.
That's what this is. I love true classic.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Promo code Shane10.
Here's what my thought was.
Yeah.
On the blue shirt.
I'm just knowing like a button down collared shirt. That was what they told me to wear.
Sure.
So I did it.
Okay. That's fine.
That was the extent of my thoughts. I wasn't going to be like, you know what? I think I should wear a t-shirt or I should wear a full suit and tie.
No, definitely not a full suit and tie.
I was going to go do their thing.
So I'm unclear. Were you at an eighth grade dance or were you a social studies teacher?
I know. That was funny. That's a good Instagram comment.
Can we
get an update on the number of likes on that comment, please?
It was 600 yesterday.
Why is a social studies teacher giving me sports takes?
Sometimes social studies teachers are chaperones at eighth grade dances.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It could have been both. Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
My eighth grade social studies teacher, Randy Nicholas, was a massive White Sox fan, so he would have been great filling in for Tyler too. It's a compliment.
Sweet shout out for Randy.
Yeah,
I don't even know if Randy's still living, but I don't even know why I remember that name. But Danny, what I'm saying is, you could afford to size down like two or three sizes. The shirt was too big for you.
Oh, he was swimming in that?
He was swimming.
I thought it was a good color. I thought the color was good for his fair haired features.
Just too big. Just too big of a shirt.
Too big of a shirt,
in my opinion. But if you're comfortable, you're comfortable. That's all that matters.
I was comfortable.
Look good, feel good, play good.
That's what I'm saying. But that is the part of television that you just have to get used to.
Oh, yeah. No, but
that I'm not. That
it's a visual medium.
Yeah, and it is like mostly about the takes, but it's less about the takes than radio. You know what I mean? Like, it's much more about that side of it. Do you look comfortable? Presentation, dress, hair, makeup. Like, it's still more about the content, but it's less about the content than radio.
Hey, man, I did our local Fox affiliate, WFLD 32, last Sunday night. I'm doing it this Sunday night, so I understand. I have a very limited selection of TV quality wardrobe items, and I hope no one notices if they repeat.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
That's another thing.
It's a real thing.
Did you got your Cowboys topic ready?
Well, I need a better setup than just Dak was in a walking boot. You know? That's not enough.
Okay, but what if you say 95 times that Dak was in a walking boot and now it's out?
Well, now I get a national show.
Now you get
it, right? I get a show. Here you go.
Have you heard it? Have you heard the Dak?
The montage?
Cowboys montage?
It's exquisite.
Okay.
It's absolutely exquisite. Right,
you should have said no so we could play it again today.
Yeah, but I don't remember it. So it'd be good to hear it again.
A lot of cowboy stuff.
My mom just texted and said, tell Shane the blue matches your eyes.
There's nothing wrong with the color, Patty.
It's the size.
It's the size of the shirt. Size down a couple.
Is the issue. Yeah. Well,
a texture
actually just
says,
got booked. I'm going on Colin's show tomorrow.
Did you really?
Boom.
Bing, bang, boom.
Noon.
Texture. Yeah, that's good because we're on after that.
A texture says,
every team in baseball has a positive blip. Except the White Sox.
I was wondering when the White Sox blip was coming.
I mean,
talking about my immaculate ball club, Speaks? Is that what you're talking about?
That's true.
Hey, was that four straight quality starts for Drew Thorpe? I'm a fan, man.
Yeah, Shane and I are big fans of Drew Thorpe.
I like this kid.
Who's that?
Yeah.
I'm really digging this guy they got now, Eric Fetty. I can't wait to watch him pitch for years to come.
Yeah, he's good. Smart, young. Yeah,
they're
good prospects.
You might want to say weeks.
Actually, what's that?
Maybe days. Days to come. That's okay. You'll feel better when the National League Cy Young Award is given to Chris Sale. That's when you'll feel better.
That'll be a nice moment. I'm sure the White Sox will just start signing pitchers to long, big money deals. I'm sure.
I saw a graphic yesterday. Which one of these guys should the Guardians pick with the number one pick? I'm like, cool, thanks. That's great. Looking forward to that. That's awesome.
Seriously, the emptiness of the current White Sox situation is, woo, that's quite something. And you're picking 10th. All right.
Baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
You mentioned it in transition. We'll do it at 4 o'clock. Like, there is a specific spot I think the Cubs need to get to for the moment to say to Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins, okay, we should buy. And it's not just about the record and not about where they are. To me, there's some specific parameters, so I'm looking forward to getting to that.
We will do that. We'll play categories at 3:40. Jalen Johnson making the media rounds. We'll get to some of that coming up in 20 minutes. But, yeah, two things that Spiegs heard that he needs to address from yesterday. And I'm sure this I won't be the butt of any of these jokes.
None.
I can't even imagine.
Okay, maybe one.
Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.